President.
Yeah.
Dr. Kissinger calling. Go ahead, please.
I am here.
The President, I said Dr. George Bush. Canada voted with us.
I'll be damned. Good.
They were, had originally said they were going to abstain, but they voted with us.
You know, I think that little talk with Trudeau helped, don't you?
It certainly did us some good.
You remember, we had a good, frank talk about it.
Absolutely.
And I think they just may have decided this was the right thing. I think this is a hell of a significant vote, Henry.
Well,
I want to talk to you about it in the morning. I think this lineup
the only country, even Nepal didn't vote with India, just Bhutan was the only...
Well, Bhutan isn't a country, for Christ's sake.
Exactly.
You know that.
It's the only non-communist country that voted with them. The no vote for Russia, Russia, Ukraine, Mongolia, Bulgaria, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, the East European countries, minus Romania.
What did Romania do?
They voted with us.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Romania's, they're thumbing their nose at the Russians, aren't they?
Exactly.
And also, maybe voting with us, too. There could be a little of that.
Well, they don't want to establish the principle that you can invade a country and then not be asked to withdraw.
How does George feel?
He's delighted. And I told him to go out to the press tomorrow and say that...
Say we called, huh?
I told him I would speak to you.
Well, I think the thing we'll do, we'll work up a little strategy tomorrow. And let's follow up, get some senators to say some things now. India should withdraw. Get a resolution. India should withdraw.
Two overwhelming votes in the UN, nothing to do with the Security Council and on this board. And I think some people should start banging the Russians now. Not us, but some senators.
Yeah, the Russian conduct is inexcusable here. It's now clear that they're trying to do in Pakistan, right?
No question.
Well, Ziegler, as I said, was delighted with the background here and he gave me a rundown.
Well, Bush said that he saw the background and didn't know who it was from in the New York Times. And he thought it really put the Indians on the spot.
It puts us, of course, right anti the Indians, and then we'll catch hell for it. That's all right.
Well, no one likes the Indians. Connolly thinks it's politically advantageous.
Incidentally, one thing I was going to ask you, I hope you got a chance to say hello to Nelson tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Good, because I could only see him in the line, and I got swamped afterwards.
No, I'm
going to
have lunch.
Oh, you are? Well, if he's here and I'm around, bring him by, will you?
Right.
Say hello to me. Okay, Henry.
Right.
Bye.